Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, and firefighters, police, hospital, and air room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Not everybody working on a third watch right now. Thanks for everything that you do to keep America rolling along. Our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, our bulk mail center drivers hauling the mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go so we can get around. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter, and we're on Instagram as Captain's America. That's Captain, add an S to it, and then America on the end of that. All one word, Captain's America. And our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Our beloved fearless leader, Jolting Joe Biden, gave a little speech in Boston yesterday, and he said, and I quote, this is kind of hard to figure out, this is the United States Camaro, for God's sake. Now, he was yelling about something that was being said. I think he meant to say, this is the United States of America, but he went on to say the same thing, not only once, but twice before he tried again to talk about that we hold these truths to be self-evident. And you would have thought by now he would have memorized that section of the Constitution, but or the Declaration of Independence, sorry. But no, can't do it. He still can't say that.
Well, I mean, there wasn't anything that was really right over the weekend when it came to what he had to say, what came out of this White House or this administration. Especially Secretary Mayorkas, comparing, Trump supporters or conservatives or Republicans to, terrorists. I mean, that's just they look the game. We're under full-blown assault here, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know how else to put it. We're under full-blown assault. They're still executing knocks on doors of people that from 1-6 that had nothing to do with it because they're taking down clips now, allegedly. Kamala Harris is going after the Supreme Court saying it's an illegitimate court. So who's trying to take down institutions? The Biden administration is blaming MAGA, and yet, here is his own vice president trying to discredit the institutions like the Supreme Court. So we're not in a good place. Now, imagine what our enemies are thinking, or even what our allies are thinking. So when Biden goes over to, I would say, to the funeral for the Queen, it'll be very interesting to see who talks to him, who says anything, even if he is recognized for his, even being there to start with. Because I think they're pretty disgusted with him.
Well, Biden also had one other thing to say yesterday, and which is wild. He said, we've gone from economic crisis to economic resurgence. Really, Joe? Am I the only one that knows we're in a recession?
Well, I will say this. The speed of prices going up, inflation, the speed of, it, of the prices getting higher, has slowed down. But that doesn't mean the prices have gone down. The prices have not gone down.
Nope.
And I would argue with the pending rail strike, which I think is due from what, September 16th, is that right?
Yep. This week.
It's going to get worse.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to, you know, it's going to go sideways again.
And up goes oil.
Well, not only that, but we're coming into the fall Christmas season here. So what are we doing about moving goods in the supply chain? Nothing.
Right. Now, he keeps talking about in Kamala, too, well, the price of gasoline's down. The price of gasoline's down. Oh, it's down $1.50 a gallon since 6 months ago, 8 months ago at this time. Oh, it's down $1.50. Yeah, well, it's got another $1.50 a gallon to go to get it down to where it was to begin with. But that's not the point. The point is food is up, and it ain't going down anytime soon.
No, it's not. And the ability to get parts for pretty much anything is impossible. We're on a 5 or 6 month wait for just about anything. I don't care if it's saw blades, or if it's oil filters, or, you know, Christmas lights.
But remember, according to our pal Kamala, well, we'll get to that when we come back because I hear the music coming up, so hang on. According to our pal Kamala, we'll tell you what she had to say in the midst of all of this nonsense, because even she is acting like a damn fool. So here we go. Don't go anywhere. We're coming back.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600. I'm the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
If you want to talk to the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600. I'm the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Heartstrings for Heroes celebrates 10 years of honoring our wounded American military heroes. Join us on Saturday, November 5th for one incredible day of golf, military honor, and music at Cove K Country Club, honoring 5 Purple Heart combat veterans and 14 Gold Star families. Over $1 million worth of cash and prizes to be won. Go to heartstringsforheroes.org for all team registration and event details. God bless our warriors. God bless America.
You betcha, and I'll be there, so I hope to see you there, too. Now, this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise, always brought to you by GEICO, GEICO Insurance. Their website, GEICO.com, spelled GEICO.com. Go on over there, see if they can save you some money with the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, maybe your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, or your RV. And don't forget, when you bundle your homeowners, your renters, or your condo insurance together, that's when you save some money. That's GEICO, GEICO.com. Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us. Good morning, good morning.
Hello.
Now, I tease this on the way out of the break. Kamala says that she was asked a question about, would you call the border here in Texas with Mexico secure? And she says, yes, it was. I think that there's no question that we have to do what the president and I asked Congress to do. The first request we made was to pass a bill to create a pathway to citizenship. The border is secure, but we also have a broken immigration system, in particular over the last 4 years before we came in, and it needs to be fixed. Well, first of all, it was fixed, and second of all, they're the ones that broke it.
The path to citizenship is not a solution for the immigration crisis. Okay? That's the first thing. And this administration, it's kind of like they need to go in an AA meeting and learn to, you know, admit things and not be in denial, but, you know, learn how that works. Because let's not forget, Trump gave Nancy Pelosi the option to legalize the DACA. I don't remember how many DACA kids, and I use kids in air quotes because some of them were as old as 30.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't want that because she did not want to. She, Pelosi, did not want to give Trump any kind of a win on anything. So it's not a matter either of citizenship. It's a matter of the legal process of what's going on now. I mean, Title 42 is essentially over. But now, interestingly enough, we have other diseases, which includes cholera and polio, of which we have zero control, it appears. So, oh God. Now, Title 42 was for COVID-19.
Yep.
And, you know, nobody is willing in this administration to say it's over with, because Nancy Pelosi is still allowing her House members to vote by remote control. But the White House is getting ready to buy yet another 100 million COVID tests.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, where are we? I mean, we have no idea. It's gotten nuttier by the minute. We're in chaos. Well, we know that. So.
Yep. Now, former CNN host Brian Stetler is off to Harvard as a fellow to talk about the threats to democracy.
Well, that's where all people who should not be hired by anybody who have left the government seem to go, including de Blasio.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't go there, they go to Georgetown. So therein lies the dumping ground of failed people.
Well, the students don't particularly care for Mr. de Blasio, we found out.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. It's the worst class they take it. But they take it because they're encouraged to take it in order to, you know, do some checkoffs and what the school wants them to do to get a diploma. So it's kind of like the college version of CRT. Don't take these classes.
Now, we heard all kinds of speculation yesterday when Donald Trump was reportedly coming back to New York. Oh, he's coming back to turn himself in. Oh, he's going to be this, he's going to be that. Well, not necessarily true, because apparently Donald is going to once again open up his golf course and his country club that's there. So there you go.
That's right.
All right, we've got a call on the line. Let me go over here. Good morning. Is that you, Mel?
Yes. Good morning, Denise, and good morning, Captain. Everything that you had described in regards to what you mentioned, chaos, does that not resemble cholera epidemic?
Of course. Of course.
Yes. Yes.
Yep.
Was it Solomonsky's Rules for Radicals?
Rules for Radicals, 1963. Yep.
Right. So, yep. Thank you. Have a good, great day.
Yep. You're right. You're right. Yep. Absolutely. Yeah. He's absolutely right, Denise. Oh. Denise just left the barn there. She'll have to call me right back here, which I'm sure she will. Okay. There you are. Let's try again.
It's not just a matter of clever pivot, but I also believe that some of it's purposeful, but some of it is because of the chaos within this administration.
Right.
I mean, they virtually don't know what is happening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, within departments, they put out these memos and just everybody just kind of runs in their own direction. And the one person that virtually has no handle on his own administration is the president.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, the fighters, the RPGs, if you're coming out of Washington, D.C., I mean, they think that this can affect things in Washington. But it causes so much heartache and so much destruction outside of the Potomac. They have no concept. And do you think that this president or anybody in this administration really understands what it's like to go to a grocery store or try to order a part for a car because they can't afford to go buy a new one and we can't get a new one because our name is that we have computer chips? Then he talks about the high cost of insurance or the high cost of heating and cooling your house. Has this administration said anything about what is happening in our public school systems? I mean, we can go on and on and on. The only one that challenges this White House on what's going on at the federal border is Fox News. Because they've got Bill Malugin and then they rotate people down there. And Fox News has their own drone down there. And so you challenge this White House, and this White House goes, oh, well, that's not the way it works. Well, of course it is. So they're in denial. If they're in denial, that means they're not going to solve anything. And we sit out here and suffer. I mean, has anybody really looked at the question of where are all these people going?
No.
Oh, well, Lori Lightfoot is. What is she doing? She's reinvesting them into rural areas, suburban areas.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. the thing is that we know that they're coming out here to be amongst the people and to spread their vicious lies, smears, and division to the folks in the burbs because they're trying to convince anybody they can. They're desperate. They're desperate. And I heard Kamala say, all we need is two seats in the Senate. All we need is two seats, and we'll have a Roe v. Wade. We'll have Roe back
and
again.
What will happen if they get those two seats? What will happen? They'll start packing the court.
Yep.
The Department of Justice is going to start issuing subpoenas to people out there, it'll be for it.
Yep.
So they're going to be pretty.
All right. Well, you have yourself a fine day. We'll talk to you tomorrow, and stay low up there in the mountaintop.
Yep.
All right. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there and check out the article she writes. Sign up for her daily sit rep, and you'll find out what's going on when she does it. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com. USA Radio News.
The Justice Department signaling that it would accept former Chief Federal Judge Raymond Deary as the special master that would review what the Justice Department seized from former President Trump's Florida estate. The Washington Post reports the filing happened after Trump's legal team argued to keep a pause on any document review in place until a master is selected. nurses and their bosses in Minnesota remain far apart on a new labor deal. 15,000 nurses walking the picket line for the next 3 days in what is believed to be the largest private sector nurses strike in American history. Ukrainian troops pushing the Russians all the way to the country's northeastern border, reclaiming areas the Kremlin captured during the 7 month war. Legendary jazz pianist Ramsey Lewis has died at his Chicago home. He was 87. The major indexes on Wall Street gained on Monday. I'm Kenneth Burns, USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I've seen numerous doctors over the past 20 years until I found the best. Dr. Bill at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has amazed me, and my foot is 100% better. Dr. Bill specializes in injuries of the foot, ankle, and lower leg. My case was a tough one. None could help me, but Dr. Bill did. If you're having problems with your foot and lower leg injuries, I recommend Dr. Bill at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care in St. Petersburg. So Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care or call 727-896-4615.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and the Captain's America Third Watch military and veterans news brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. By the way, Bo will be in studio Thursday this week, so if you got any questions, get them ready, send them over to me, and we'll ask him when he comes in. Now, don't forget, you're going to hear about the National Aviation Academy right now and what it is they do, and we'll be right back.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the website to check out is naa.edu. That's naa.edu. One more time, naa.edu. Go over there, check out the website, see what they're all about at National Aviation Academy, and then figure out which campus, or maybe you want to go see both, that you want to take the tour of. Either the one in Clearwater, Florida, which is down here where I'm at. I'm in Tampa on the east side of the bay. They're in Clearwater on the other side of the bay. Or you can go take the tour at Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city of Boston. Either way, give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. One more time. 800-659-2080. Give them a call and ask to take the tour at either one of the campuses, Clearwater or Concord. That's Clearwater, Florida, Concord, Mass. Or go see both. Make up your mind that way. After you see both. There is a difference, of course. Always is. So there you go. Now, we now know that, according to the Department of Homeland Security Inspector General, insufficient vetting from the people that came in from Afghanistan and resettled in the United States, some 79,000 of them, may pose a risk to our national security. Remember, the people that took control in Afghanistan were the Taliban. They were not our best friends. Some of the members of the Taliban could have slipped in. And if they did, we got problems on the horizon, which I think we do anyway. But many of the 79,000 plus Afghan evacuees that came into the United States were not properly vetted. Nobody ever bothered to check to see if they had any documents or any proof of who they said they were. They just said, come with us, and boom, in they came. Isn't that wonderful? And by the way, that was Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security. Trump never would have done that. Never would have done that. And we know that. Now, the U.S. unveiled nearly $3 billion in brand new aid for Ukraine and 18 of its neighbors as the Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin met with allies in Germany and Secretary of State Antony Blinken made an unexpected, unscheduled trip last week to Kiev in the Ukraine. The Air Force is fixing a bureaucratic blunder that's given enlisted drone pilots whiplash as they first said goodbye to the RQ-4 Global Hawk. But now they're back on track after complaints to get rid of the program were listened to. They realized they had to have the drone and they had to have the pilots to fly the drones. So there you go. And, of course, these are done by computer, as you might well know. Now, after postponing a systems changeover, that period in mid-August, Army Human Resources officials internally announced that the service's new HR platform would not launch on September 20th as previously promised. So it's been delayed again indefinitely. This is the Army's 21st century HR platform. So there you go. Now, the U.S. Navy says that they're going to deploy a carrier strike group with advanced networking, and those capabilities will be ready to go next year. Now, this is in furtherance on the Pentagon's vision for joint all-domain command and control. again, this is all something that's somewhat new, and we'll see how this all works out. I don't really think they're going to have any trouble. In addition, a group of Democratic lawmakers is pushing the White House to allow HIV-positive individuals to enlist in the military, saying that current rules ignore the latest advancements in health care for those living with the virus. Now, this year's multinational air combat exercise, called Pitch Black, hosted the largest number of air refueling tankers than previous iterations of the drill. And this is a good thing. More people got a chance to participate and get actual experience fueling aircraft to aircraft. Now, we know that the U.S. military's footprint is expanding in northern Australia to meet a rising Chinese concern. Red dust rises in Australia's northern territory as tractors churn the earth to build facilities for U.S. forces deployed to bolster a longtime ally threatened by China's rapid military buildup. And believe it, they are all around Australia, sailing this way, sailing that way, practicing some war games over here and then over there. So they're letting everybody know that they're in the game. In addition, General Milley, Mark Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said that Russia's strategic objectives in its attack on Ukraine have been defeated. Well, I guess that's because they were supposed to do it in a short period of time, and that didn't happen. But as far as their objectives being defeated, not so fast, General Milley. Not so fast. The Russians seem to do what they do and then regroup and then come back. So we'll see what they do this time after they have evacuated a bunch of their armored equipment and basically walked out of the Ukraine, headed back, I guess, to their homes. We'll see how that works out. Okay, here comes the music. And right after the music ends, we're going to break. And then we'll be back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, his website. So don't go anywhere. Kathy's going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. teamgaday.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
And thank you very much, Jeff. We appreciate that. By the way, this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, brought to you by Moss Acura, part of the Moss Family Automotive Group. Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, and of course their Acura dealership is located on North Florida Avenue, right here in Tampa, next to Nissan. Now, it never surprises me how they get people from outside the state, all over the state of Florida, because of some of the things they do. Number one, the You Serve, You Save program, where all active military, all veterans, all first responders, active and retired, and church pastors, too, get a discount on your vehicle purchased at Moss Acura. Now, think about this for a second. It also comes your vehicle with Moss Care, with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. Again, another reason for you to want to come out of the woods wherever you're at, maybe up there in South Georgia, because we get people to come down from up there, too, and up and down the East Coast, because nobody's doing this, but Moss is. So check them out, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't be afraid to tell them the captain sent you, because that could help you save a few dollars, too. All right, joining us right now, we have the watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski. Good morning, sir.
How are you?
As we were talking about during the break, there's a report out there that a majority of Twitter's shareholders have voted in favor of the sale of Twitter to Elon Musk. So what does that mean?
Well, that's a
bit of a no-brainer because they're going to, you know, the buyout price is much higher than where the stock is right now. They'll be making a lot of money above where their share prices are now if the deal goes through. The thing is, that's the issue right now is that Musk doesn't want it anymore, so he's fighting to get out of the deal.
Okay. And what do you think? Can he get out of it?
Well, we'll see. I mean, I don't know. I think they'll probably end up negotiating a lower price all is said and done. But, you know, he's got a point on a couple things, and they've got a point on a couple things, and they're going to have to let the courts decide. But I think there'll probably be some sort of negotiation, some sort of meeting in the middle when it comes to the share price.
Now, it appears that we're going to have a rail strike on the 16th. And if we do, what's one of the big commodities that's hauled by rail?
Energy and also food. Those are things that we need. I saw yesterday, I don't know if you saw this, there was a couple more unions sign deals.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully they'll get something done by Friday. I mean, this is something where, it really throw inflation out of whack. We already have already mm-hmm. also logistical issues. This would make things much, much worse.
Well, that's what I was going to say. That's what my point was in mentioning this. If they go on strike, oil will just go through the roof. And if you think food's expensive now, just wait.
Oh, yeah. It's this is, again, I don't know. You know, again, these are unions and these are people that are in Biden's pocket. I'm surprised that the Biden administration, you know, isn't almost on them to say, hey, listen, you're going to have to come up with something because politically this would be a disaster.
Yep. And, folks, I am talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. His website, go over there and check out all the different things that he does to keep himself busy, as if you're not busy enough on the weekend, right?
Staying busy.
Okay. Tesla, we talked about this the other day, and there's a little bit more explanation to it. Tesla is seeking a tax relief to build a lithium refinery in Texas. Now, they want to set up a lithium refinery on the Gulf Coast of Texas as it looks to secure the supply of the key component used in batteries amid the surging demand for electric vehicles.
Yeah, it's a refinery. Unless you think about an oil refinery, it's not an actual mine. You still have to actually get the actual lithium, which
from
other places. I mean, there's some major deposits in South America. But again, I mean, you take a look at some of these lithium mines and the type of what it does to the local environment. I mean, it's a disaster. It really is. This is not clean by any stretch of the imagination. So you think the electric stuff is as clean as the wind-driven snow. Go take a look and see what a lithium mine looks like.
Yeah. So today we expect the Department of Labor to release the August read of the Consumer Price Index.
Well, yeah, that's the big number for the day. It really is. We're looking at a situation right now where inflation comes in lower than expected. You know, could be off to the races for the markets to some degree. Again, I would tell people to focus on the important numbers with inflation, which is obviously food, energy. Energy's come down, gasoline has come down, a little bit, but it's still much, much higher. But it's the things that again, people need to survive on, which is what really hurts on an everyday basis. So we're going to see these numbers today, but if the numbers come in higher than expected, I mean, you'll see the market sell off quite a bit.
Well, food has not come down, and that's the one big thing. Gasoline, like you say, has come down a little bit. Diesel is still very high. I still haven't quite figured that one out. For example, diesel right now is $1.16 a gallon higher than gasoline at the refinery.
That's refining stuff, Matt, more than anything else. We have a myriad of refining issues here in this country, and obviously I think that that's, they haven't been able to get that out.
Okay, well, let's just assume that one of these days, and by the way, it costs less to refine diesel than it does gas.
Yeah, but if, like I said, if the refinery's down and they can't handle it, then, or that there's, a backlog, that can be the issue.
Now, for the leadership of the Republican Party, the poll numbers are sending a clear message that the center of gravity is shifting in a more populist direction. Would you agree with that statement?
It's hard for me. With the polls and trying to figure out the way things go because, the media will put information out there. You don't know who to believe and what not to believe. I was actually interested. I was going to see what the polling numbers look like in the state of Florida right now with DeSantis and Crist. Because he's been getting pretty much, he's getting down and dirty and nasty as of late. So, I'm curious to see where people are starting to drift to. I really am. You got to obviously take a look at a myriad of different polls. I've seen some of the stuff in regards to the Senate, where Democrats think that they have a 70% chance of holding the Senate. And I haven't really gotten anything in the House. It's kind of been all over the place with the leaning Republican, to take the House, but we shall see.
Well, when it comes to Florida, when it comes to the governor, when it comes to Charlie Crist, he's calling Ron DeSantis Satanist. And he better take a look at himself because I'm telling you, the people of Florida do not like Charlie Crist. He went from one side to the other side, back to a different side. He had three different parties he was a member of. One of them was an independent, so that's not counted as a party. But everybody remembers that, and they know he's a flip-flopper, and we don't like flip-floppers in this state.
I hear you. Everybody's known us about the guy for a long period of time, but again, he's been a flip-flopper, and he's still won position in the House. So he obviously still gets people to vote for.
That's because he ran against somebody that was obviously not skilled enough to go after him. And that same person is back again this time around, and they're going to get taken to the woodshed again.
Listen, I can hope that DeSantis is obviously very popular. Hopefully, the people in Florida actually see you can do a juxtaposition how well your state is doing compared to other places. You may not agree with everything that DeSantis has done, but take a good look around you and see what position you're in right now.
And of course, Joe Biden is claiming we're on the right track now as inflation, the cost of groceries continues to rise. Yep, we're on the right track now.
Well, again, I don't see how that's the case. Food costs are not coming down.
No, they are not. And we'll talk about that a little bit more tomorrow after we see what happens with the CPI today. Have a good day. I'll talk to you tomorrow. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back with the retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff, including the Ukraine. I'll be back. See you in a few minutes.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.